Trevor in his first road start having to play in the louder, tougher conditions?
Well, we'll see. But I expect him to be the same Trevor he's always been. The one that's got us in right now at 2-0. The one that's been making a lot of plays and been putting us in position to score points.
How tough is that on a younger quarterback? I mean, you've played with Ben, with Peyton, who have so much experience in an environment like that.
You know what? We don't even think about it, honestly. You know, man, it's crazy. You know, you see 80,000 people when you hear this crowd noise, but I've been around my brothers going on 3 years. I've been around DT, and, you know, you see all these people watching the game. You know it's millions and millions of viewers watching, but it just feels like we're at home. We don't even notice the noise that's going around. We're just out there really just trying to win a ball game, and we got so much information that we're being fed on the sideline that sometimes we don't even hear the crowd noise. Like, at least for me, I can block it out. So, you know, I hope that Trevor is able to block it all out and be able to deliver the football and go out there and win a game in a stadium that hasn't been won in the month of September in 5 years. So we definitely got a tough job ahead of us, but I'll tell you what better team than us.
Seems like you kind of block it out, but in terms of when they try to replicate that hostile environment in practice, does that help at all, do you think?
I tell you what, it helped today. That speaker was right next to our ear, and a few times he was trying to call the play, and I was like, what? What? He said, just right. So, you know, it's definitely tough, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I've been in the league, you know, going on 7 years. I'm used to it. And, you know, like you said with Trevor, you know, hopefully he'll be able to get used to it and we can go down there and win a game.
Man, what's the level of frustration, or is there any, with the receivers and the number of catches so far?
There's some frustration, but it's hard to be frustrated when you're sitting there 2-0. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I can sit up here and make it all about me and Demaryius. How, you know, we're used to having 100-yard games, and we're used to scoring touchdowns, we're used to doing this, but we're sitting here 2-0. We got the number one ranked defense. Offensively, we're getting better. We're better than where we were last year, and I'm happy. You know, like I said, it's all about getting to the playoffs and winning championships, and right now we're on that path. And you know, obviously, team goals come before individual goals. Yeah, I would like to be, you know, having my highlights running on ESPN. And yeah, I would like to have a 100-yard game and be ranked top five. But sitting here 2-0. And so I go out every single day. I'm waiting on that big game. Demaryius waiting on that big game. And we know it's going to come. We're just waiting on that opportunity.
As part of that, do you look at yourself as a bit of a mentor with the young guy who gets you the ball, or no?
Really, man, I just try to build confidence with him by letting him know that if you throw it my way, I'm going to be open and I'm going to catch the football. I think that's how you build a young quarterback's confidence and knowing that he can depend on us. Even when he's shaking up on the road with 80,000 screaming crazy, he looks to the right, he looks to the left, he sees the Demaryius and says, you know, I can count on those guys. And he's confident in that, and he doesn't feel like the whole team is on his back, like he has to go out and win the game on his own. And I think that that's what we're trying to do.
From your time in Pittsburgh, was there anything you learned about the AFC North teams? It seems like they play with the physicality. It's always right on the edge.
And they play just like us, all of them, from Baltimore to Cincinnati to Cleveland to Pittsburgh. They all play. They have our same mindset. We're going to defensively, they're going to go out and they're going to lay the wood. They're going to try to hit you hard. They're going to play hard. They're going to play all the way till the game ends. And we definitely got a battle ahead of ourselves. We got a war that we're getting ready to go into. But, you know, a lot of us are used to it because that's our style of football anyways.
When you look at the red zone stuff on tape and when you guys kind of break that down, what stands out to you in terms of the biggest hurdle you guys have?
You know, I think that, you know, obviously, you know, we got to score. We got to execute better. And you know, at some point, you know, if what we're doing isn't working, I feel like, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over but expecting different results. But, you know, I feel like maybe we should, you know, if it doesn't keep working, maybe we should change it up and maybe pass more or call different pass plays. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's going to come with time. We're facing Cincinnati. Hopefully we can go down there and erase that whole red zone stigma that we have right now that we can't score in the red zone, and we can go down there and put up a lot of points.
You had that stat about playing in Cincinnati in September. Did coach bring up stuff like that? Do you guys find that on your own?
Kubiak brought it up today. And one thing that Kubiak does, he always lets us know exactly the task that we have at hand. And that we have to go out and accomplish, whether it's good or bad. You know, he's going to bring it up, and both motivates you. You know, he tells you about the stats that we've had in the past versus his team. We got a better record, or we haven't, just like last week versus the Colts. You know, this team has beat us the past two games. You know, we haven't beat them. And, you know, that just motivates guys like me. Motivates. I know it motivates everybody. So, you know, I like when he does that.
Emmanuel, that point you just brought up right there, that he's very transparent with this team. Is that usual in the league, or is that different with?
Well, with me, that's all I know. You know, I've had Mike Tomlin, I had Kubiak. So, you know, especially with Mike Tomlin, he's going to tell you how it is. Kubiak's going to tell you how it is. And I enjoy that with coaches, man, because really they speak in their mind. There's nothing fake about them. They're telling you the truth about the situation and what's at hand, whether it's good or bad.
Emmanuel, you're never afraid of contact, and it seems like maybe that energizes you a little bit after that big Cromartie hit.
I'm afraid of contact for sure. don't say that. I'm afraid of contact. Sometimes I get hit, you know, and I got to get up, you know. I remember my uncle used to always tell me, you know, I was in Little League, he used to always tell me, if you're not dead, you run off that field. I don't care if you got a broken leg, and I guess it stuck with me, you know. Because, man, I took that hit the other day, and I wanted to lay on the ground and want somebody to bring me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But I went to the sideline, I looked at Greek, I was like, do I really want to play football? I was like, I had that conversation with myself, but, you know, I couldn't catch my breath. But then the next play, I'm back in there, and I love what I do, and I love my teammates, and I love winning the most. So that's what it's about.
You love peanut butter and jelly. Cut off the crust or keep it on?
Oh, man, you ask tough questions, man. That's too tough for me.
Emmanuel, you talked a little bit about some of the issues you guys have had offensively when you get closer to the red zone. How do you feel Trevor's decision-making has been when you guys get down there?
Well, the past two games, you know, it's been good and it's been bad. But that's what you expect out of a young quarterback. You know, obviously, you know, he's made his mistakes in the red zone, but it's just not him. I've made my mistakes. The offensive line has made their mistakes. You know, last week we had an opportunity for the touchdown, and a couple guys made mistakes. So, you know, it's going to happen. It's early in the season. Everybody's making mistakes. You know, it happens. But, you know, one thing that the direction we're trying to always go is up. And we're trying to be the best team, you know, once the playoffs start, and be the hottest team in the playoffs and make that run, and that's what we're trying to build.
Okay, thanks, Emmanuel.
Thanks, Emmanuel.